From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Drink to this. Two fierce competitors in the beer market are joining forces. Coors and Miller announced today they're forming a joint venture so they can take on the really big brewer, Anheuser-Busch. Amy Scott joins us from Marketplace. Amy, this is not actually a merger in some way, or is it?
Well, it is and it isn't. It's actually a merger of the two companies' U.S. assets. The two parent companies in this deal are SAB Miller, which is based in London, and Molson Coors, which is based in Colorado but has substantial operations in Canada. So the deal announced today would just combine the domestic businesses, Miller Brewing Company and Coors Brewing Company. And as you said, this deal seems to be all about competing with Anheuser-Busch, the maker of Budweiser and Michelob beers. The company controls about 50% of the U.S. market, while Miller has about 20% and Coors just 11%. And all these brewers have been suffering from competition lately from wine and spirits, you know, those fancy flavored vodkas, microbrews. And costs have been skyrocketing for hops and barley and the gasoline used to transport the beer. So by joining forces, Miller and Coors hope to save money and be in a better position to compete.
Well, I understand how that might be good for them, but doesn't this evoke some sort of antitrust issue?
Well, I talked with Eric Shepard earlier today. He's executive editor of the trade newsletter Beer Marketers Insights, and he says that is one concern.
People have been expecting this and putting these two companies together in their minds for really quite a few years. And the question in the background has always been, well, will the government allow the number two and three players to merge? Will there be some sort of lawsuit to try and stop it? Certainly, I think that would be one of the hurdles they'll have to step over.
Another analyst I spoke to says even combined, this company would only control 30% of the market, and he predicts it will go through, though they may need to make some concessions. But it's hard to say what this administration might do. You know, the Federal Trade Commission vigorously opposed the merger of the number one and two natural food chains, Whole Foods and Wild Oats, though so far the courts have refused to block that merger.
Well, they're doing this to compete with Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser. So is it going to work? Is Anheuser-Busch in a worse position basically as a business because of this?
Well, it does face stiffer competition, but, you know, this company has been growing, too. It's been snapping up craft breweries and various import brands. There have also been some rumors in the market that another large brewer might buy Anheuser-Busch. So it's likely we'll be seeing more consolidation, or at least rumors of it, if these trends continue.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.